Thanks, Elizabeth. And now we come to our final batch of news stories. We have tributes to a Norfolk notable, and we learn of the launching of an appeal for a new hospice.
Brenda Wood, the wife of Derek Wood, former Lord Mayor of Norwich, died at her home on January 25th, age 82. She passed away surrounded by her family. She had lived with Parkinson's disease for 10 years and latterly cancer. Mr. Wood was Lord Mayor of Norwich in 1998 through 1999 and 2002 through 2003. Only the second councillor to serve as Lord Mayor twice. Mrs. Wood actively supported her husband as Lady Mayoress, attending more than 1,000 functions and events during the two periods. During their first term, they raised money for Norwich Arts Centre, then in 2002. When Brian Gunn was Sheriff of Norwich, they supported the Brian Gunn leukemia appeal. Key events included the celebration for the 600th anniversary of the Norwich Mayor, attended by Lord Mayors from around the country, and a visit to the Vatican as part of a delegation from Norwich Cathedral. Born in Northwood, Middlesex, Mrs. Wood met her husband at a young liberal Valentine's dance in North London in February 1957. They married in September 1959 and went on to found Euroculture in Pinna, a business that initially facilitated visits by French and German schoolchildren throughout the United Kingdom.
Her name is synonymous with high-quality end-of-life care, and there's scarcely a family in Norfolk which hasn't been touched by the service to which she dedicated herself. Now, the legacy of Priscilla, Lady Bacon, is to flourish as an ambitious bid to relocate and expand the hospice which bears her name is to be launched. The original Priscilla Bacon Lodge at the Coleman Hospital on Unthank Road has a 40-year history, having opened in July 1979. But there's an urgent need for expansion and modernisation. The population of Norfolk has grown threefold since it was built. In 2015, 10,615 people died in Norfolk and Waveney, and 7,380 of them needed palliative care. But in central Norfolk, there are just 16 specialist palliative care beds, when it's recommended that the area should have between 41 and 59. The new hospice will cost £12.5 million to build, but already £3 million has been pledged, and crucially, the National Health Service has committed to covering the running costs.
Well, we have now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organization, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid. No stamp is needed.
All the news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes responsibility for the contents of this recording. Don't forget, we're always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on the answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. But for now, our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Our recordist this week was Peter Murch, and the editor was Carol McStravick. We'll be back next week, but for now, from me, John Francis.
And Marianne Penn.
It's goodbye.